Lord Jesus, be our guest. And let these words bless and bless. Amen. Let's start off. How many of you have a birthday this month? Stand up, would you? And how many of you have a birthday the first week of next month? Or next month at all? Any June birthdays? All right, good. You're my volunteers. Come forward. I want you to come up right here and form a circle. Any problems?
Yes.
There's gaps. Okay, so hold hands. Is it better that way? How's that? Gaps removed?
Yeah. No gaps.
You don't feel like you're... What was that?
It's closed.
It's closed. They're all kind of clumped in and facing each other. Okay. Why don't you turn around? How's that? Is that better? Wait for the people. Thank you. That's all I needed of you today. That was great. Yeah. The thing is, when we make a circle, that is the natural, logical way to make a circle. Is we turn and face each other and make a circle that's complete. So in all naturalness, a circle should be a circle, not a C or an upside down U or anything. It should be complete, right? It also should be facing inward because you got to see who you're making a circle with. That is the absolute, like I said, logical and natural way to make a circle. On Pentecost, for the first time in religious history, God changes the circle. God says, that might be the natural way to do it, but I want to make it supernatural. I'm going to add the Holy Spirit and something radical is going to happen. For the first time, I want you to focus not on yourselves, but on everyone else out there. You see, Christ wants us to do what is unnatural, what is supernatural, to take it, and whenever the Holy Spirit comes to part of our lives, that is what happens. And on this day, for the first time, that happens. There are tongues of flame. There's people that are suddenly able to speak a foreign language. They proclaim the gospel in those words. It's like God says, turn around. I am sending you. Because everything I'm about is not about you. It's about those out there. A whole world that's waiting. Now granted, the image sort of breaks down a bit. Because when you turn the circle outward, it gets returned to your backs to everyone else. But maybe how we look at it isn't so much that, but walking side by side, maybe even hand in hand with other people as we get blown forward by the Spirit to a groaning, yearning world, whole creation. And it's not so much that it's a venture of us going into the unknown, but going forth to where God is already at work. You see, He's already there. Alive, present, at work. All we're doing with the power of the Holy Spirit, the wind, breath, fire, is joining Him as He shows love to creation. See, the thing is, it's not just one or the other. It's kind of a balancing act. And the evenness of one thrust versus the other probably will vary day to day, year to year. But as a balancing act, it is an act. It is a series of actions, not just thoughts and good intentions. And it's not really something new. One of the first words Jesus ever said was, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel. Repent, the Greek word metanoia, means turn around, do a 180, go forward in a different sort of way. And of course, we do that as a church. In the process, we fulfill the great commandment. We find ourselves gathering together for prayer and praise, to bear one another's burdens, build each other up, find fellowship and unity. It's what we do, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And at the same time, it's turning and focusing out there, being blown away and blown outward by the Holy Spirit to show that love of God to strangers even. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's kind of what we're doing as a congregation today, too. First off, we are welcoming new partners in our midst. Partners, not just members, but people that have our back, that share the load, that bear each other in such a way that we fulfill this law of Christ. But at the same time, we're also doing these other things. We're feeding people. We're making sure they get a roof over their heads. We're supporting ministries and operations in our community that make a difference in the world. William Temple, Archbishop of Canterbury, once said, "The church, Christianity, is the only cooperative society the world has ever known whose entire focus is on its non-members." That should be us. Redrawing the circle. That's what Pentecost is all about. May it be